Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we'd like to welcome you in this morning to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, this 27th day of June 2005. And currently just a great day. We're not sure who's exactly hearing us this morning. It's one of those days where we've got a lot of technology and other things backlogged, as they should be. We had the Tyranny Response Network working very fast and furious all for the last 4 days trying to improve the signal. And as a result, I think we may have knocked Greenville out entirely from the upstate's transmission here, but we may have expanded all the way to Spartanburg, or at least close to it. So if you're hearing my voice this morning, and you've never heard me before, we'd like to welcome you to the live Christian Worldview show today. As long as you're listening between 7:30 and 9, you know it's live. Otherwise, it could well be a recorded show. But 7:30 to 9, and this is the 27th of June 2005, as I said. Currently in the upstate, we have 72 or 73 degrees, depending on where you are, whether it be in Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, or Clemson. And it's going to get up to a high of about, somewhere in the mid-80s, they're thinking, with very humid conditions, with a slight chance of winds about 5 miles an hour, and a chance of rain is going to be 60%. In fact, it's predicting numerous showers and thunderstorms today. Well, if you heard anything last night, you know that thunderstorms are for real in South Carolina. Boy, there were several of those jolts just woke everybody up. Sounded like bombs going off in the sky. It was so loud, those thunderstorms going on last night. At any rate, well, this is Christian Worldview. We're the radio show that's different than everyone else's. We help you think better. We're a show dedicated to the principles of liberty espoused by the founding fathers, as well as biblical principles and helping people understand what the Bible teaches about public policy. We are a radio show that is distinct in its format because we're not afraid to tell people the truth, even if it bothers them a little bit. Yes, we're willing to say that it's a sin to send your children to public school. We're willing to say that, and that's harsh, isn't it? Some people don't like to hear that sort of thing. We're willing to criticize George W. Bush, even though many people believe voting for him was to vote for the right candidate as opposed to the left candidate. To vote for the right, that is, the correct candidate as opposed to the incorrect or wrong candidate. We're willing to criticize that and show that George W. Bush is certainly not the fair-haired boy, or should not be the fair-haired boy of true conservatives or pro-life libertarians or people with a mindset bent on upholding the right principles that made this country what it was or what it should be through the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I want to remind you all this evening that, speaking of the Constitution, there is the 11th meeting of the Institute on the Constitution at 203 Ina Marie Lane in Pelzer, South Carolina. That'll be occurring tonight at 6:30. There'll be some snacks beforehand, and then the regular formal meeting begins. The teaching part begins around 7 p.m. You want to make sure you attend that if you possibly can, and have a great discussion, as we usually do, about some of these wonderful issues on the Constitution. Then have been a good crowd, a good turnout for the last couple of weeks, and we'll be looking for, again, another good turnout tonight for the Institute on the Constitution. If you have any questions or wondering exactly how you can write down that address while you're driving along in your car, or you'd like to get the phone number for people at the Institute on the Constitution, you simply need to go to tyrannyresponse.net or tyrannyresponse.com, either one of them. Go to either one of those websites and then look under the Events tab, and then you'll find there the Institute on the Constitution has its address, for instance, its phone number, 269-1443, then the 864 area code. That's Pastor Tony Romo, who you would talk to about the Institute on the Constitution. So those are all good things, and continually we update this page with the happenings for the week. This particular week, there is no happening for political meeting or talk on any kind of issue other than the Institute of the Constitution talks on political issues or public policy issues of importance to us. Otherwise, it would be on the calendar. There may be something we don't know about, and if that's the case, if it's something important, make sure you email the Tyranny Response Network staff. You can look at the contact tab on the tyrannyresponse.com website and find an email link for different folks. Go ahead and send it to somebody there who you think is appropriate to know, and they will go ahead and install on the webpage the important recurring events of the upstate area. We also have things like the meetings of the American Constitutional Government. They have a picnic on July 9th, the Greenville County Libertarian Party, the Greenville County Taxpayers, which was last Thursday night, and the League of the South, and the Carolina Patriots. All of those groups are listed here on the events site. Those are our main recurring events, and we'd like to continually mention them as we support them greatly with our show here. Well, it's been a tragedy in the news this morning. It seems that beaches are finally reopened down in Tallahassee. The poor girl was attacked and killed, 14-year-old girl, as people basically were looking on. She was swimming outside, about 100 yards outside of the, sandbar down there, and she was attacked and killed by this shark. Terrifying, can you imagine? Any rate, some surfer dragged her to shore with his surfboard. She was on a boogie board and just was picked off by an 8 to 10 foot shark, apparently. That was just in the Gulf of Mexico. Very, very tragic situation going on there. Also, we have hundreds of searching by a kayak up in the Yellowstone area as a boy who fell in the Yellowstone River has been dragged downstream as a Boy Scout, of course. Another Boy Scout story. This one doesn't look as hopeful, however. He was bobbing and weaving as best he could when he fell in just accidentally. We're working with his troop, and he's been going downstream ever since. They found one of his sneakers 5 miles downstream, and they just don't know where the boy is. It's fast-moving water. Little hope there, but we'll see. One never knows if he could he could be prepared and pull out of it. 13 years old. We're hoping for the best there, obviously. So a couple of human interest stories going on this morning here for us to take consideration of and to remember in our own prayers and obviously we want to turn these things, so these tragedies, so that they can make an impact for Jesus Christ in the world and for also reminding people of the frailty of their own lives and the vanity of it all without Christ. Also want to turn our focus to a couple other news stories, and we're going to do so in just a minute. I want to give you a couple of announcements first, then we're going to go to our break. We're kind of flying here with an injured wing. Unfortunately, some of our production staff and so forth are vacationing this morning, and therefore we're up with our fifth string producer. He's a great producer, and we have all our strings are excellent producers. But at any rate, it's going to require a little extra effort on the Tyranny Response Unit's personal efforts, which he's not used to doing the multitasking thing, and that'll be occurring here shortly as the fifth string producer makes his way out to summer school at college. At any rate, you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'd like to thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20 and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money.
Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. I want to remind you this morning that our phone numbers are 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You can also try our backup line, which is 864-201-6955, but I really prefer the former one. That's the 864-244-8177. Much easier for a person working solo in the studio to handle. And so that would be great if you could use that line. Otherwise, you can use the backup line if you can't get through. We'll make the extra effort for you, 864-201-6955. Well, we have a couple of announcements related to the pro-life movement. Please join Columbia Christians for Life in one or more days this week, going to the gates, Matthew 16:18, Psalm 24:7-10, in Columbia, South Carolina, outside the Planned Parenthood Child Murder by Abortion Center in Middleburg Park off Forest Drive, located in Suite 107 of the two-story office building at 2712 Middleburg Drive, owned in partnership by Mr. Donald Dial Sr. and his sons, and or the street during the morning drive time. Also, they also want to tell you that the status of the Right to Life Act of South Carolina is in peril once again. The South Carolina legislature has adjourned for the 2005 session. The Right to Life Act, which is House Bill 3213, passed the House on April 14th, albeit with the fatal flaw, rape exception flaw amendment that must be removed or the bill must be killed. A Senate Judiciary Subcommittee has conducted two public hearings on Senate Bill 111, and the Senate's companion bill, and it's still in its original form, and House Resolution 3213. There are only six Senate co-sponsors of S-111 out of 26 Republicans in the South Carolina Senate and 20 Democrats. Interesting. So more Democrats than Republicans. Guess you just can't really tell too much of a difference between the two anymore. Of course, we'll follow with interest this particular bill going on, the South Carolina Life Bill. We're, of course, very much in favor of life here, being that's the only true libertarian position, the only true conservative position, is support life. You can't possibly have government allowed to decide when human life receives its rights. All human beings equally share in rights by virtue of the fact that they're human beings, to the chagrin of many philosophers, although they are believed more by politicians and murder continues to go on. It's a shame. Well, we have the Tyranny Response Network staff going just wild for the last few days, sending all sorts of stories up to the Tyranny Response Network, and we want to be sure to discuss a few of these things this morning. Here was something about the election of 1912. How many knew anything about the election of 1912? This is when Republican insurgents who were dissatisfied with conservative administration of President William Howard Taft formed in 1911 the National Progressive Republican League. Senator Robert M. La Follette was their voice, their choice for the Republican presidential nominee in 1912, until former President Theodore Roosevelt, at odds with his old friend Taft for various personal political reasons, threw his hat into the ring, and the regular Republicans there controlled the National Convention in Chicago and renominated Taft, whereupon the Roosevelt supporters organized a new progressive party, the Bull Moose Party, and nominated also Chicago Roosevelt for president and Hiram Johnson for vice president. The progressive platform called for direct election of U.S. senators, the initiative referendum and recall of women's suffrage, reduction in the tariff, and many social reforms. As a result of the split in the Republican ranks, Woodrow Wilson, the Democratic candidate, won, but Roosevelt, who received 88 electoral votes and over 4 million popular votes, fared better than Taft. The party maintained organization until 1916, when after Roosevelt declined another nomination, most progressives supported the Republican presidential candidate Charles Evan Hughes. Well, that's interesting history. Behind the scenes, what was happening, for some of us who don't know what was going on and how Woodrow Wilson, one of the evil presidents of the last 100 years or so, Woodrow Wilson was elected. At any rate, we have something about the progressives here, a little bit more, I think. My research staff seems to be sending me the same stories twice. I'm going to have to talk to them about that. I'm going through my mail and I find the same things. Here's what else the Bull Moose Party platform was all about. It was about a new nationalism. It included the first direct election of United States senators. Yes, did you realize before the 17th Amendment that senators were elected by the legislatures of each state, and therefore had a lot more control over the legislatures of the time, and were able to express a check against the federal government. Well, after Teddy Roosevelt took care of business and his folks in the Bull Moose Party, we had the 17th Amendment, and state senators became just like those of the House of Representatives, just another popularly elected seat that was held in Washington. That was part of the Bull Moose Party platform, and new nationalism. They also had the creation, as I said, of women's suffrage and of the tariff reduction. They also had something to do with child labor laws. Children were working too many hours, people thought, and therefore they used government to force them to not work. This probably didn't help things, by the way, as much as many people think the opposite. Probably did not help people, probably hurt them in the long run. They were also in favor of old age pensions. In other words, this was a socialist a branch of this particular, or outgrowth of this party, the Bull Moose Party. They were also in favor of other social reforms. And his agenda had broad support. And I remember something else that happened around this time was the rise of communism as a party. In fact, you may recall the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was in 1917, just 5 or 6 years after all of this began. And so you can see in the United States the same sentiments of things that were going on in Russia. The capitalists are wicked. The industrialists, they need to be deprived of their property rights, put under control, and really slammed up with the worker, so to speak, and putting in these child labor laws and forcing them to pay higher taxes so that there could be pensions for old age and stuff like that. Interesting history. You heard it here on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'd like to hit you with a little bit of a correct history every now and then, whether it be regarding Benedict Arnold or Abraham Lincoln or Henry Clay or Woodrow Wilson or Franklin Roosevelt, many of these things, these scoundrels. We also like to talk about economics every now and then because people need to know something about economics if they can correctly understand, if they want to correctly understand the world around them, policies that go on from that are issued by the state. We need to know about something about economics and why so many proactive policies or all proactive policies are fatally flawed and errant in terms of the principles of freedom and in terms of promoting the truth of God's Word. So we want Christians to be more informed and educated, and that's part of our mission here with the Christian Worldview Show with Dr. John Coben. Remember, our phone numbers this morning are 844-844-8177. That's 244-8177. The backup line is 201-6955. We truly look forward to hearing from you this morning, especially if you're a new listener and our signal is reaching you for the first time. Don't be afraid or hesitate to give us a call at 864-244-8177. You're listening to Christian Worldview, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and in the name of law commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Once again, the phone numbers are 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. So many Americans are totally out of touch with their moral anchor nowadays. They just don't know what's right or wrong anymore. A guy wrote to me claiming the article I forwarded that alleged the deliberate underreporting of deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan could not be true because these good people of our military would never participate in hiding such a thing. This is written by Carl F. Warden in his article, The Last Soldier Hero of Our Time. Oh, really, he says? So how come they'll arrest you for taking pictures of flag-draped coffins? The last honest-to-God hero that occupied a place in our military ranks was never shot at or wounded in Afghanistan or Iraq, and he never single-handedly saved the lives of an entire company of Marines. No, our last true American military hero was Michael New, who correctly realized that his sacred sworn oath to the Constitution became more than any other obligation he had to the came before any obligation he had to the people of the United States. And so when Michael New conceived or received the illegal order to don the United Nations uniform and insignia, he righteously refused to obey that illegal order and got run out of the service with a dishonorable discharge that he's still fighting in the courts to this day. That's interesting. The people of the United States cannot trust all volunteer soldiers for the simple fact that they obey any order given to them, including the firing of American citizens and their commanding officers who claim domestic enemies of the Constitution. Do you find that hard to believe? He says he's going to prove it by history, but we have an incoming call. Hello, welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Who have I have on? Hello.
Hey, this is Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for calling this morning. Sorry, we had a little bit of a glitch there in trying to get you on the air. Sounds good, though,
now. That's okay.
We'd like to welcome you into the show today. We're talking this morning about revisionist history, about the Bull Moose Party, about how how Woodrow Wilson got elected in, and a few other aspects of history, especially with respect to the Iraqi, Afghani kind of deaths that are over there. A number of people are actually getting shot. And we have, we never had quite this before. We have two people calling on our soft phone. Just a second, Chuck. Welcome to Christian Worldview. This is Dr. John Coben. Can you hold for a moment, please? We're on here. All right, thank you. Well, that's an unusual thing. Our production staff is going to have to worry about how we can actually get more than one caller on the line at the same time without having that go out over the air. Anyway, Chuck, appreciate you calling this morning. What's on your mind? Well, now we've lost Chuck. What do we know? Well, maybe we haven't lost Chuck. Let's try again. Is this Chuck here?
No.
All right. Well, welcome to Christian Worldview. Who am I speaking with?
This is R.W.
Well, welcome to the show, R.W. We're having some technology problems with our phones today.
We got a little echo.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. What's on your mind today, R.W.?
Not a thing. I just wanted to let you know that this is the first time I'd had the opportunity to listen to you, and so I thought I'd call you better that.
Well, thank you so much. Where are you listening from, R.W.?
at home in Tacoma, Georgia.
Great. So we have another Georgian listening to our show this morning, and we're glad you're doing so, and thanks for calling in, RW. Is the signal
loud
and clear?
Let me ask you this. This play count, does that show how many folks that are listening on the computer?
Okay. You have a play count that shows how many people are listening on the computer?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Does that indicate how many is listening?
That's right. That's what it does.
Well, there ain't but two of us, me and one more.
All right. Well, great. Well, we appreciate that very much. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you. Good luck, John.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, somehow in all of this, I think we've ended up losing Chuck on the line. I'm not sure exactly what might have happened there. But Chuck, if you want to go ahead and give us a call back again, we'll be glad to put you back on the air. As the Tyranny Response Network expands now with a brand new thing where we actually have two different callers at once. Wow. And the real problem is we've got the Tyranny Response unit. That's me, Dr. John Coben, trying to use all these controls at the same time. No doubt if there was an expert in the studio, this problem would not have occurred. At any rate, well, what can we say? Let's go back while we're waiting for Chuck to call back in, if he's able to call back in, and talk about some other news stories of the day. We've been talking about this Afghanistan and an Iraqi soldier business. He says, do you find it hard to believe? He says he's going to prove it by history. Do you remember when the congregation of the Church of the Branch Davidians in Waco righteously defended themselves against federal agents who used excessive force against them for PR purposes? Do you remember the details of their excessive force against them for the details of their being gassed and barbecued? Do you recall it was members of the most highly elite of our military, the Delta Force, who dealt with Branch Davidians, who dealt them the fatal blow? Those scumbags all swore an oath to the Constitution, and they blatantly violated our posse comitatus laws as well, because they were ordered to do so. Did you see the hearings of 6/23/2005, where members of Congress got into it with Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld over the war in Iraq? Well, we have another call coming in. Let's see if we can do this right this time. We'd like to welcome you to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Jack. Sorry I lost you.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks, Jack. Well, it was a strange thing on our soft phone this morning. We ended up having two callers at once, and the Tyranny Response Unit, being as technologically adroit as he is, was not able to handle two things at once there, and we ended up losing you. I'm sorry. I assume we lost you. But anyway, what's on your mind today, Chuck?
Well, I was going to give you a free report since you got the new tower. I'm in the south side this morning, and I can't tell much difference. It's not like it has been. I think I'm getting you weekly from the Pattersville.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I appreciate you letting us know. So our sites that are up currently in the Tyranny Response Network, the one out towards Greer and the one out towards Powdersville, you're hearing the one in Powdersville, you're saying?
I believe so.
Good. Okay, well, I'm glad that's the case, but it's weak, you're saying. It's not much better than before.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's different here.
Okay. Well, at least you're hearing something. I have a feeling we have a big dead spot this morning, right down through Greenville. That's not able to hear us, unfortunately. But we also understand we've been expanded all the way up in towards Spartanburg. So there's a whole new audience of people listening to my voice and your voice this morning.
Well, that's great. I'll probably do this afternoon.
Okay. Good.
See what you got to say.
Right. All right, Chuck.
We're talking about reducing business. I think this the cycle, like most things, is now, and people are revising things faster than ever. But it seems like the good news is that with the internet, people can find out the truth better than ever too.
That's a good point. You know, unlike other generations before us, who were dependent upon the mass media through the newspapers and television to give them something of informative every day to chew on, we're able to actually. You go on the internet and get all sorts of alternative news sources, different points of view than you'd hear in the from the mainstream, aren't we?
That's right.
And that is a good thing. Well, very good. I appreciate you calling on your work today, Chuck, on your way to work today, Chuck, and look forward to hearing from you again on Christian Worldview.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye. And again, you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to try to go to a quick break all on our lonesome here, and we'll be back. We have someone here to help us get to a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, flying solo now here in the studio room, doing our best to bring you all the great events of the upstate as well as news about liberty and perspectives from a Christian worldview as they apply to public policy here on Christian Worldview. It's the 27th day of June. If you're listening any other time between 7 o'clock or 7:30 in the morning and 9 o'clock, you're listening to a recorded show. Glad you are. But remember that you won't be able to call in. Already had a couple of callers this morning. Appreciate those callers. If you'd like to call and join the show, make sure you dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. The backup line, in case that one doesn't work, is 864-201-6955. Currently, the weather in the upstate of South Carolina is, as you might expect, rainy, especially after those explosions of thunder last night and that woke us all up several times throughout the evening. 72, 73 degrees, depending where you are in the upstate. Going to get up into the mid-80s today with more rain. So that's what you have in store for you on your as you make your way to work today. A couple tragedies in the news. We read about the shark attack and the boy being lost in the river, the Boy Scout in Yellowstone. Shark attack down off of Tallahassee or Pensacola, somewhere down off of the Gulf Coast there. We also have an Apache helicopter down in Iraq. It crashes into the field north of Baghdad, and both crewmen were dead. Some apparently shot down. Well, that's another tragedy. Of course, there are people dying in Iraq every day. It never seems to end. There are insurgents rising up all the time against the U.S. military presence and against the Iraqi loyalists. That is, loyalists to the United States government. So we have one problem after the next, it seems, there in Iraq, and it's a horrible thing that there's so much bloodshed going on. In fact, right before the break, we were reading about the number of people being killed in Iraq, whether they be Iraqis or even Americans, being underreported and basically put down or trivialized, I guess is the word I want to say. Well, not trivialized, it's a little too strong, but it's certainly not being reported as well as it should be in Iraq. And this person writing this story, which is Carl Warden, is basically telling us, look, don't you remember the Branch Davidians? They covered up stuff, and this is the way the military does things nowadays. We can't trust these people, he claims. The people who join today's military are not all of low character, and he says he understands that very well, but many of them are. What he's noticed in conversing with these kinds of people is a basic lack of solid adherence to the Constitution. They swore an oath in order to join. Well, many of them don't even know the Constitution itself. Folks, I mean, this should not come as any surprise to us. Where do most people who the military gets come from? Though they come from a public school. The government school is not famous for teaching the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the principles of this country and its founding. So why would we expect that any of them would know about the Constitution? They can swear to uphold the Quran, too, or anything else they haven't read. So what? The fact that they swear to uphold it is really just a superficial gesture nowadays, because it doesn't mean anything to people who haven't read it even once in their life, or with little parts that they read have been long forgotten years ago. There's no hope that these people can uphold something they don't even understand, and we shouldn't be surprised by that. Of course, that makes it easy on the United States government. They can basically run roughshod over our rights and use the military to help them, and no one will think they're doing foul for it. I actually believe they're doing the right thing. At any rate, Congress must declare war is one of the issues that is raised in the Constitution. I hope all of our listeners knew that. Yes, the president is not able to declare war on his own, and nevertheless, George Bush, like Abraham Lincoln, like many other presidents, do on their own declare war and prepare to invade Iraq. And he point out here in this article, no declaration of war was ever issued by the Congress to allow President Bush to invade Iraq. That is an undisputed fact. The House Judiciary Chairman and Republican Henry Hyde admitted war was going to be declared by Congress when Texas Representative called for such a declaration. Hyde told Paul, why should we declare war if we don't have to? The fact is, Congress did have to, but they chose not to. That conversation is on the House Judiciary Record from October 10th, 2002, and it's easily verifiable. What a shame, what a scam that goes on nowadays in American government. It is time, folks, there is cause, in my mind at any rate, for any kind of uprising that would change things. I'm not calling for revolution, folks. I'm just saying that it's gone so far that there really is little hope left in that, other than, of course, praying, as we do, asking God for and beseeching God for His sovereign intervention into this great land, and to restore some of the great things we've had in the past back to us. Okay, a couple of quick announcements, if we may. The Tyranny Response Network has a, not dot network, the Tyranny Response Network has a website, which is tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net. Either of these websites will work for you. And on this, there are a number of important things to see. Please go there if you hear anything on the show, like a phone number or an event, date, and so forth, and you want to know more about it. It's all there for you, printed on the Tyranny Response Network website. And we'd like to remind you of a couple of things that are on there this morning. The Times Examiner, for instance, is the conservative voice of the Palmetto State. Are you tired of reading liberal columnists? The Times Examiner features outstanding conservative and libertarian columnists, including Dr. Coben, Dr. Walter Williams, Dr. Thomas Sowell, who recently did a horrible job in supporting the Patriot Act. I was really disappointed in Thomas Sowell. Dr. Marvin Olasky, Ben Graydon, Joe Sobrin, Phyllis Schlafly, Charlie Reese, and contributions from the homeschooling Sheen family. The Times Examiner supports home and Christian schooling, limited government, free markets, private property rights, gun ownership, Christian values, and our great Southern heritage. You can pick up a copy of the Times Examiner at newsstands around Greenville, South Carolina, or at their offices located at 44 Pine Knoll Drive. A full year subscription to the Times Examiner is only $25 in-state and $27 out-of-state. You can call 864-268-0576. That's 864-268-0576 if you want to get a subscription. You'll be glad that you did. It reminds me of Mr. Tony Beam. Is one of the columnists in the Times Examiner, and he has gets the award this week for having the lamest article in the Times Examiner. It's not all good stuff. You see, there are some neocons. He hates being called a neocon, even though that's what he is. Doesn't want to admit that his foreign policy is no different than the neocons, and neither is much of the rest of the things he values and supports, including George W. Bush. Tony Beam wrote an article saying that it's not so bad for Christians to have a calling to have their children as salt and light in the public school. He chides the Southern Baptist Convention and people he admires like Al Mohler, the leaders of the Southern Baptists, and Bruce Short for calling Southern Baptists to pull out their children from the public school as the diabolical evil thing that it is. Christians should have nothing to do with it. Many people see this, but not Tony Beam in his article. There's one that really can get your ire up because he's the professor of Christian worldview at North Greenville College. And he runs a Christian worldview program on the radio at 6:60 a.m. here in Greenville. Well, actually, as far as I'm concerned, it is a festival of ignorance. That's what it is. It's not Christian worldview. He runs the festival of ignorance because, folks, he's leading people astray with these kinds of views. You have no right. You should not have your children involved with the government school system because your greatest foe in this day and age, folks, is the government school. It's the thing that leads you down the primrose path to destruction and your children along with you. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to try to take a break here. It might be difficult, but we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20 and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you. We welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. The Nationalist Times is a politically incorrect monthly newspaper that has reported on the progress of the Christian Worldview program since it began. TRN listeners can obtain a free postpaid sample copy by calling Nelson at 864-642-4315. Visit the Times website, anu.org. Mention this ad for a big discount on your subscription. The Nationalist Times picks up where the liberal media leave off and salutes Dr. Coben's pioneering broadcast work. Also wanted to let you know that the Tyranny Response Network is a fledgling young station, even though we've been broadcasting since January. As you can tell, we have no end to our, it seems, our problems with transmission. And that's because we're completely listener-supported and we are driven on the basis of donations. This month, if you're able to donate to the Tyranny Response Network, we're offering a special where you will have a free autographed copy of my latest book, Bible and Government Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, for a donation of $25 or more. $100 or more gets you that book, as well as the DVD Warriors of Honor about the life and legacy and heritage of Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. How do you donate? Well, two ways. You go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. The bottom of the homepage has our address for the Tyranny Response Network, which is 150 P.O. Box 151 in Pelzer, South Carolina, 29673. That's one way. You can just send a check payable to TRUE or the Tyranny Response Network, either one. In addition to that, you can go to the policyofliberty.net website and scroll down to the bottom of that. That's my homepage, the policyofliberty.net website. You'll be able to find a link there for PayPal using online services, even Visa or MasterCard if you prefer, and be able to donate that way to the Tyranny Response Network. Help us get the radio signal improved here and better. All the way up to from Spartanburg down to Anderson. We've been working diligently, the staff, I should say, has been working diligently to make that a reality. So far, it's been slow coming, and unfortunately today, we are not even being heard, we understand, even in Greenville, which has been our mainstay for so many months. At any rate, glad you've joined us, wherever you happen to be listening. We'd be happy to hear from you also to know something about where exactly you're picking up the signal. So far today, we've had a caller from... It sounded like the south side of Greenville was getting a weak signal, as well as someone in Toccoa, Georgia, listening through the internet. And we often have people listening on the internet down in Georgia. Good folks in Georgia, evidently. We have a regular caller, Paul, from Georgia, and he listens via the internet down there. How do you listen via the internet? Well, you simply go to the tyrannyresponse.com or .net website and click the Listen Live link. And you'll be able to listen live to us on right through your computer speakers. Well, what else is going on? Too many things, it seems. We have another continuation from this fellow Frank Connor on the system is broken, and the system has been rigged with regard to property rights. He says, "This week the Supreme Court ruled that your local politicians may seize your property and turn it over to private developers, with whom those politicians are too often in collusion. There are three reasons why this decision is a bombshell. First, one of the three or four key principles on which this country was founded is the sanctity of private property. Second, nowhere does the U.S. Constitution say that the Supreme Court has jurisdiction in what is essentially a local matter such as this. Third, this is a giant step towards socialism in America." Couldn't agree with him more on any of those points. The situation hammers home a point we've known for a long time. The Supreme Court is completely out of control. What can the American public do about that? Should we just continue to elect Republican presidents in the hope and hope for the best? The most destructive judicial activist to ever serve on the Supreme Court was Chief Justice Earl Warren. He was named to the court by Republican President Dwight Eisenhower. Besides, the basic problem is not with any particular individual named to the court. The problem is that over the years, the court has unconstitutionally seized so much power for itself that it now has become an unelected second federal government, competing with the constitutional government by arbitrarily enacting laws and enforcing them upon the nation while answering to no one. Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution spells out a small handful of duties for the federal courts and then gives Congress the power to regulate those courts as it sees fit. Of course, the Constitution, or the court does not, the Congress does not usually do that. The only court mentioned in the Constitution is the Supreme Court. Congress is the one who decides what other courts can be there, and it doesn't do a very good job of regulating this big power, power-hungry monster of the Supreme, of the court system, judicial system in America. Connor points out that Hamilton's move, Alexander Hamilton's, was the thin edge of wedge to undermine and emasculate the Constitution by basically giving the court so much power. And he goes on in this article to say, to understand the second reason why the President and the Congress will not, on their own volition, rein in the power of the Supreme Court, he says the following. On page 373 of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's personal papers, a letter in 1933 from President Roosevelt to Colonel Edward M. House, the man behind President Wilson's throne, lays down the foundation and the second reason. It follows the real truth of the matter, as you and I know, that a financial element in the larger centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. And President Roosevelt certainly was in a position to know whereof he spoke. So you actually have a financial element and larger centers owning the government. So the job of the federal government is a little bit more complex than it would seem to be at first glance. The government must appear to be carrying out the will of the people and the voters while actually doing the bidding of a small number of power players who control most of the money and influence in the U.S. throughout most of the 19th century. That was a relatively straightforward matter. The power players were the men who controlled the huge fortunes and mega corporations. Then a strange thing happened. In the late 1880s, many of the most articulate intellectuals in the U.S. fell in love with a book written by Edward M. Bellamy, which promoted socialism. This, in turn, made these intellectuals amenable to the totalitarian socialist preachments of the Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and then Karl Marx, and much later Antonio Gramsci. These intellectuals included some of the leading educators, they, men such as Dewey, and their disciples were taking control of academia and the news and entertainment media. By the 1920s, they were becoming a real power in the land. If you want a real shock, read the campaign platform of Theodore Roosevelt's progressive Bull Moose Party for 1912 presidential election. We already done that, saw that they were socialist, to say the least, in their leanings, anti-business, and so forth. As the 20th century got underway, the gods to be propitiated by the federal government were the conservative and money men, and increasingly the socialist communicators who were becoming intellectual. And this is where I think the liberal conservative term started getting confused, says one of our research staff. Early in the days of FDR's New Deal, the mega corporations quietly decided to go for socialism. In effect, big money power players made a deal with the socialist communicators back in the 1930s, and that deal is reflected perfectly by the editorial policy of every major newspaper in the U.S. today, except possibly the Washington Times. So the U.S. is run today by the heads of mega corporations and a few others who control the flow of the money, and now comes the big fly in the ointment for politicians who run in the federal government. In order for the federal government to turn the U.S. into a socialist nation, incrementally it has to destroy gradually all the major social institutions upon which society was based, and it is seeking to do that now, as we see. And whether you vote in Hillary Clinton, Condoleezza Rice, or John McCain, or Ted Kennedy as the next president of 2008, none of those people can or will change the way the system really works. And the same is true of whoever you select as your congressmen and your senators. We cannot change the system while playing by its rule. The system has been rigged to defeat all such efforts. I agree wholeheartedly. So what's the only choice we have? Well, I think seceding from the Union is a good idea, especially if you're in South Carolina and you have a chance to do that over time. I don't think it's even a pipe dream right now, but over time it could be possible. Another choice would be to have just a third American Revolution and throw the bums out by force. That doesn't seem very likely either, especially not with the public school educated military that we have. One never knows, but I don't see any other way that through the political process we're going to have, through peaceful means, a true transformation in our government. That's the idea of people like Tony Beam, who are living in a dream world. I'm picking on Tony Beam this morning because I really like Tony Beam. I don't mean to be malicious towards his person, but towards his ideas, the things he promotes in the Times Examiner as leader of Christian worldview, one of the intellectuals supposedly of Christian worldview. He's really making some terrible errors in his thought, and he's leading many people astray by what he promotes. Anyway, you are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to attempt once again to take a break. It's been difficult to do, but we'll try to take a break and be back in just a few minutes.
Is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Remember our phone number, 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. The backup line, 864-201-6955. Here's some funny spam that someone sent us. "Help protect our country," it says. "Homeland Security is creating more jobs. Get educated and take advantage. Begin your career as airport security, corrections, counterterrorism, crime scene investigator, detective, criminal investigation, criminal justice administration, FBI, forensic analyst, Homeland Security, juvenile justice, law and evidence, law enforcement, police officer, private investigator, private security, probation and parole, victimology, and more." Apply online now, it says. EducationAdvance.com is where you go. A 29% increase, says the U.S. the Labor Department, predicted by 2010 there would be more than a 29% increase in the demand for criminal justice professionals. So, yeah, if you want to go and think you're working for criminal justice, go ahead and start being part of the New World Order and promoting it through being part of the Homeland Security Department. Thanks so much, TRN staff, for forwarding that spam to us. It makes us sick to see how many things are growing like that is through Homeland Security, things like that. Of course, there'll be many neocons out there that probably like that. But that's a sad thing. At any rate, Alan Melton sent out an interesting email I thought I'd just mention quickly here on the way. Alan Melton, a great supporter of the Constitution Party and of our issues here in the upstate, especially homeschooling, and the faith once for all delivered to the saints. He said, last week he sent out a message below asking for help in dealing with an act of judicial usurpation, a violation of the rights of the citizens of a sovereign state of Mississippi, dereliction of duty by Mississippi's elected officials, and most importantly, an abominable affront to Almighty God. The entire message, original press release, is below. If you want the details in a nutshell, the federal judge appointed by Ronald Reagan is named Tom Lee, has recently blocked enforcement of Mississippi's latest attempt to regulate and slow child killing. Among other things, we seek to see Judge Tom S. Lee impeached and removed from office for lack of good behavior, quote unquote. He has been unfaithful to his oath and duty. He is either ignorant of the law he is bound to rule by, so corrupted by power and self-deification that he thinks he is above the law or out of his mind. In any case, Judge Lee is no longer fit to be a judge. To the end, Matt Robinson can get us 10,000 bumper stickers that say impeach Tom Lee or impeach Judge Lee in big letters with a web address and small letters across the bottom for a certain quantity. We need to raise this money immediately. They're looking for cash here to help get rid of this guy. If you want to help the Mississippi Constitution Party in this effort to get rid of this Judge Lee, send an email to Les Riley, Lesriley, at bellsouth.net. That's Les Riley at bellsouth.net. And we encourage you to do so, because we also are not pleased here at Christian Worldview when life is treated as dispensable as this at the hand of government agents. It is really a tragedy in the making, to be sure. Well, here we have gay soldier ban being challenged. Associated Press reports from New York, critics of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy are gaining new allies, including a few conservative congressmen and a West Point professor, as they press on multiple fronts to overturn the ban on out-of-the-closet gays and lesbians in the armed forces. As part of their strategy, opponents of the policy are now highlighting the ongoing struggles of the Army and Marine recruiters. The service members' legal defense say that in a new report that many highly trained specialists, including combat engineers and linguists, are being discharged involuntarily, while the Pentagon is facing extreme challenges in recruiting and retaining troops. On other fronts, the federal court hearing is scheduled in Boston next month on a lawsuit by 12 former service members challenging the 12-year-old policy. Well, in Congress, four Republicans, including stalwart conservatives Wayne Gilchrist of Maryland and Leanna Ross Leighton of Florida, have joined 81 Democratic co-sponsoring a bill to repeal the policy. Gilchrist, a former supporter of the ban, said the change is viewed partly out of respect for gay Marines he served with in Vietnam and for his brother, who is gay. U.S. Military Academy professor Lieutenant Colonel Alan Bishop wrote a column this spring in the Army Times urging Congress to repeal the ban. I thought I'd get lots of hate mail and my colleagues would walk on the other side of this hall, but there's been none of that, he said Tuesday. Interestingly, and interesting stuff, I guess, if you're interested in following what's happening with gays in the military. What's the chance of us really overcoming the socialist state that confronts us when we have public school or government school educated folks in the military and a lot of gays? You know, you just can't expect them to uphold a lot of morality, a lot of righteousness as far as the Constitution goes. Sorry, just can't believe it's going to be really occurring too much. Show number this morning is 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. Backup line 864-201-6955. Give us a call and let us know how the signal is this morning where you're at. We already had a couple calls earlier on. Look forward to hearing from you soon on Christian Worldview. And we're going to jump to our bottom of the hour break and we'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Flying solo here in the studio this morning, if it doesn't sound as professional as it usually is, that's because you've got someone who's only halfway competent running the production studio. That's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, trying to do it all alone here on the Christian Worldview show. Glad you joined us today. If you're hearing us for the first time, remember we're live only from 7:30 to 9 weekday mornings, and we welcome your phone calls to 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177, as well as our backup line, 864-201-6955. And we'd be glad to talk with you this morning about some of the great issues of the day. Our weather in the upstate is rainy and going to get rainier all day. We're looking for rain today. Numerous showers and thunderstorms, just like those explosive ones we had last night that woke us all up. Currently in the upstate, we're in the about 73 degrees just about everywhere, and we're going to get up into the only about the mid-80s, looks like, today with a lot of humidity. In the forecast. So as you're making your way out to work, be aware of those weather conditions and be prepared accordingly. Well, here's an interesting quotation. See if you can think who or guess who actually said this. Success is the important thing. Propaganda is not a matter for average minds, but rather a matter for practitioners. It is not supposed to be lovely or theoretically correct. I do not care if I give wonderful, aesthetically elegant speeches or speak to that so that women cry. The point of a political speech is to persuade people of what we think right. I speak differently in the provinces than I do in Berlin. And when I speak in Beirut, I say different things than I say at Farris Hall. And that is a matter for a practice, not of theory. We do not want to be a movement of a few straw brains, but rather a movement that can conquer the broad masses. Propaganda should be popular, not intellectually pleasing. It is not the task of propaganda to discover intellectual truths. This is an excerpt from a speech by, guess who? Joseph Goebbels, on 9th of January 1928, to an audience of party members of the so-called Hochschule für Politik, a series of training talks for the Nazi Party members in Berlin. And this is the Farris Hall, by the way, was a meeting hall the Nazis often used in Berlin. How interesting, isn't it? Afghan is now ready for a historic training at West Point by Michael Hill, Associated Press reporter. Like other new cadets reporting for West Point this summer, Shoaib Yousufzai is bracing for the ice water shock of military education. The marching, the drilling, the cramming, the shouting. But the trim 20-year-old acknowledges carrying an additional burden as the Academy's first cadet from Afghanistan. I'm an ambassador of my country, said, or Mr. Yousufzai said after arriving in the U.S. Military Academy this week. It will be a challenge for me. Less than 4 years after the toppling of the Taliban, the U.S. United States is providing a military education to the young Afghan as part of a program that takes in cadets from around the world. Mr. Yousufzai is a walking symbol of the relationship between the venerable Hudson Valley training ground and the faraway country now struggling with a surge of violence. West Point officers have provided tips to Afghan officials starting their own national military academy, and an Afghan delegation toured West Point a little more than a year ago. Among the visitors was Mr. Yousufzai's father, Colonel Hamdullah Yousufzai, who is now Dean of Academic Programs at the country's fledgling military academy. International Cadet Program, he comes to the Academy as part of the International Cadet Program designed to generate goodwill and inculcate American military ethics and values abroad. The long-running program has taken in cadets from dozens of countries, from Nigeria to Singapore to Croatia. Some of the kids have come from countries where their extracurricular activity is dodging bullets, said Captain Robert Romans, head of the Academy's International Cadet Program. This year, 21 international cadets are coming to West Point. Captain Romans said the international slots are very competitive, and Mr. Yousufzai ultimately is accepted on the strength of his application, not his family connections. Okay. Maybe so. Interestingly enough, we always like to follow up on what the military is doing here in America, and right now they're training some. They have started to train this Afghani. Well, what do you think about that? Anybody have any comments about us training Afghanis or people from other countries at West Point? When I say us, I'm talking about the military of the United States. At West Point, it's the Army spot there. 864-244-8177 is the phone number to call. 864-244-8177. What else have we got in the news today? Well, we actually have a quotation an excerpt from something like Dr. Greg Bahnsen, one of the great theonomists of the 20th century, wrote. We also have some talk about Chuck Baldwin and Michael Perutka. These, of course, were the leaders in the last election for the Constitution Party. He says, of course, Chuck Baldwin in a recent column pointed out, constitutionalists should have no great hopes that the great majority of Bush appointments will honor their oath of office if confirmed. But the Republicans in the Senate, with their 55-45 majority, can't muster the will to get these confirmed. Do we have any hope that Congress would find enough spine to rein in the judicial tyrants who think their word is law? Indeed, judicial tyrant is fit and proper term to describe any federal judge who abrogates himself the power to override laws that are properly enacted by state legislators is one more example of how conservatives thought they won an election, but anti-constitutionalists are winning the public policy and practice war in spades. And I think Chuck Baldwin is absolutely right when he points out this sort of thing. It's a sad case, sad state of affairs in Washington these days. Well, here's a letter from Michael Perutka. To Mr. Michael Perutka, who's a lawyer in Maryland. He says, "Dear Mr. Perutka," and by the way, before I read this, the Institute on the Constitution, if you want to know more about it, go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. It's going on tonight at 6:30 p.m. This is the second to the last meeting. The last meeting, I believe, is in 2 weeks from tonight, because they're going to skip it next week because of the 4th of July. But we're going to have the 11th meeting tonight. Should be a kind of great discussion and conversation about some of the philosophical issues underlying the Constitution and where the American civilization is today. Michael Perutka's office puts together the videos series that are used at the Institute on the Constitution, 203 Ina Marie Lane in Pelzer, South Carolina, 6:30 tonight. Hope you can be there. Dear Mr. Perutka, I wanted to introduce myself and let you know just how far your campaign reached during the 2004 presidential election. I don't know if I was the farthest away of your supporters during the election, but I certainly wasn't near my native Maryland during the election and during my conversion to the Constitution Party. I just saw the DVD about your presidential campaign and was excited to see what the Lord did through you and the Constitution Party. I have been a member since the end of 2004, though I did vote for you right before becoming a member. I'm a naval officer, and it was while I was on deployment on the USS John F. Kennedy in the Arabian Gulf that I became convicted of my political stance in light of the Scriptures. I was convicted that the Republican Party was not taking principled stances that would lead to, would seek to honor God and His authority during that deployment. I read parts of Greg Bahnsen's book, Theonomy and Christian Ethics, and it was during that time I became convinced that a Christian must be assertive about God's law as the single standard by which people must live. I also received emails and discussion groups from people at my church back in Virginia, where my home station was, and they convicted me of my flawed, pragmatic views regarding politics when I started deployment. I fully intended to vote for President George Bush, but as I carried on these political email discussions with people from church, read more of Greg Bahnsen's work, and as I read your campaign website, I decided I needed to vote for you. Thank you very much for being the truly Christian alternative to a much watered-down and pragmatic world of mainstream American politics. Fully support the Constitution Party and look forward to supporting you more in the future. I'm now stationed in Germany. I'm glad to say that your name is on a car bumper in Germany. I haven't seen any others, though. Interesting email from a guy with initials KH. And what about Dr. Greg Bahnsen? Well, as you know, I'm not a theonomist as he was. He, of course, passed away a few years ago. But I have a great deal of admiration and respect for Greg Bahnsen and his work, and have read it with much interest over the years myself. Here's something right out of Greg Bahnsen's work. The Westminster Confession sanctions only defensive warfare, he says. Oh, you know what? Before I read this, we've got to go to a break. We're going to try, flying solo here this morning at the Tyranny Response Network, we're going to try to take a quick break and be back in just a minute.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Last segment of the show, 864-244-8177 is the number. If you can support the Tyranny Response Network, now is the time to do so. So many difficulties and hurdles to overcome with our transmission, folks. And if you can any way help us out, we'd greatly appreciate it. Go to the tyrannyresponse.com website, scroll to the bottom to find our address, as well as go to the policyofliberty.net home site. That's my webpage, and you'll be able to find there during the month of June a way that you can contribute to the Tyranny Response Network financially or with an old PC that you're not using anymore. There's a PayPal link at the bottom of policyofliberty.net specifically that allows you to make a donation online, and we would greatly appreciate it. Donations of $25 or more this month, those donees will receive, those donors, I should say, will receive a autographed copy of my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. $100 or more will get you the DVD Warriors of Honor, about the life and legacy of Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. Hope that you'll support the Tyranny Response Network, especially during this fledgling growth spurt we're going through, trying to get our signal back online as it should be here in the upstate of South Carolina and expanded all over the place if possible. Well, we've been reading some things about theonomy this morning, a little bit of some comments about the Constitution Party as well, and I'd like to continue on and do so some more here. Dr. Greg Bonson writing in the Westminster Confession, about the Westminster Confession, he said sanctions only defensive warfare. Similar to granting the sword in Section 1, Section 2 now grants the powers of the war to the magistrate over against the claims of the Anabaptists that it was illegitimate. However, the lawlessness of warfare is, as with the power of the sword, delimited by two clauses. For that end, namely, maintenance of piety, justice, and peace, and upon a just and necessary occasion. He's talking about the Westminster Confession's words here. When these conditions are combined, it is evident that the Westminster Confession sanctions only defensive warfare, that is, warfare that is strictly for the end of preserving peace, which is in according to justice, thus not aggressive or provoking another to violate peace, and which is the last resort left to a nation and consequently necessary to engage in. The Confession does not give a blanket approval to all warfare, and this grounds the right of selective conscientious objection in this day. We hit space bar too many times there. No man, even the magistrate, has the right to take the life of another without explicit warrant from God himself. And that warrant is given in the case of capital offenses and in the case of self-defense. The warrant for aggressive warfare came only to Israel by direct revelation upon special circumstances, God's temporal judgment upon an abominable society. Such revelation has ceased today. No nation can claim to the right to aggressive warfare, to policing the world, for whatever proffered rationale, for example, to make the world safe for democracy, to end all wars, to guarantee the right of a national self-determination. When a magistrate goes to war for an unjustified cause, then the Christian who follows the Westminster Confession has the duty, not merely the right, to resist this practice of murder. However, when the state fights wars of self-defense, it has divine approval, and Christians should support such a cause, since pacifism is an unwarranted demand according to the Westminster Confession. This is Dr. Greg Bonson writing in Theonomy and Christian Ethics, 2nd edition, pages 525 and 526. Interesting food for thought. Yes, we're in favor of self-defense here at the Christian Worldview Program. We believe that those Christian worldviews, or those theologies which are based on the idea that defending oneself is a right thing to do against criminals, whether they be state criminals or just or run-of-the-mill thugs in the neighborhood. You have the right and the duty to do so in protecting your family and in preserving the gospel and its course in the world. It doesn't mean that we become warmongers, and Greg Bonson has done a great job in pointing out the real problems and evils of creating an offensive warfare structure where we go and attack otherwise peaceful people and try to assail them with our vast military empire like we have in America. Good words and good work by Greg Bonson, a good example of how Theonomist has really done great work in demonstrating the truth of things in the world. The Shreveport Times quotes in crime news, armed robber gets extreme makeover. Group defends the beauty school by attacking and holding a suspect for police. One of our Tyranny Response Network staff sent this up to me. Pretty funny. It was a beauty school knockout, says Francis McCabe reporting. An armed robber brandishing a revolver in some tough talk entered Blaylock's Beauty College demanding money Tuesday afternoon. He left crying, bleeding, and under arrest after Diane Mitchell, her students, and employees attacked the suspect, beating him into submission. Mitchell tripped the robber as he tried to leave and cried aloud, "Get that sucker," as the group of about 20, nearly all women, some wielding curling irons, bludgeoned him until police arrived. You can tell the world, don't mess with the women here, said the 53-year-old who manages the Shreveport Beauty School in the 5,400 block of Mansfield Road. Jared Gibson, 24, of Shreveport, was charged with armed robbery. Shreveport police said he will be booked into the city jail once released from the hospital. He received several lacerations to the head and was taken to LSU Hospital in Shreveport. Spokeswoman Casey Hargrave said no one else was seriously injured besides the suspect. About 3 a.m., the workers and students sat around 3 p.m. Those workers and students sat around the table or the beauty salon, recounting their tale like warriors after a great battle. A little before noon, the students and workers were clearing up when the robber walked up quietly behind Mitchell and said, "This is a holdup," she recalled. "I thought it was someone just playing. Then I saw that big old gun." He said, "Get down, Big Mama." The robber, a tall, thin man wearing a handkerchief over his face and a skull cap, barked out orders to the other people in the school to get down on the floor, Mitchell said. The group complied. Some of the women began to cry. The robber didn't react kindly, telling one of the women that she would be the first to go, Mitchell said. After collecting any money the people had on them, the robber pushed one of the employees, Abraham Bishop, into the back of the room. "I thought, oh my God, he's going to shoot him," Mitchell said. But instead, the robber ran toward the front door to escape. That's when Mitchell raised her leg. It was enough to grip the robber, who dropped the gun and tumbled into a wall. Bishop jumped on the band's back, driving him to the ground. Seizing the opportunity, Mitchell rallied her students. "We moved some furniture after that," she yelped with joy as she retold the tale. Arming themselves with curling irons, chairs, a wooden table leg, and clenched fists, the women attacked. Blood and urine splattered from the victim. Stains adorned the white pants worn by many of the beauty school students. Crying in pain, the robber tried to crawl away from the students, Mitchell said. "I grabbed his legs and wouldn't let him go. We pulled him back. He wasn't going to get up out of here and tell everyone he robbed us. When he came in here, he knocked down a beehive and sent the bees flying all over." Sharon Blaylock, owner of the school, said she couldn't be prouder of her students and employees. They just whooped him bad. Well, that's funny. I had to talk about self-defense. There's an example of self-defense. Somebody comes into your store, give your curling irons ready or whatever you've got there to bludgeon them to, you know, into submission. Great story that someone sent us up today to the Tyranny Response Network. And that's probably a good story to end on as we've come to the end of this edition of Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Thanks for listening this morning. We look forward to hearing from you soon. If indeed we're able to, we have so much trouble with transmissions, and please be patient with us if there are some days that we're unfortunately missing the Christian Worldview show. Remember, we'll be back as soon as we possibly can. And if you can, send some support to the Christian or to the Tyranny Response Network to help them improve this volunteer organization and continue to get the signal better and better here in the upstate of South Carolina. Thanks for listening today, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow morning or as soon as possible here on the Tyranny Response Network. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.